As we discuss technology or using technology in counseling today, I want to say that we do not have this all figured out. We, like many, have been stretched to counsel in ways that we've not done before, and so we want to share what we have learned with others during this time. In the past, I have often wanted to use digital tools in counseling. I've woven a few of them in, and so I wanted to start this session by just sharing some digital tools that I've been seeking to use that have helped me as I minister to people. And then I'd like to take time to focus on what we used to call Skype counseling, and now it's called Zoom, or using Microsoft Teams, or FaceTime, or Facebook Rooms, or Google Hangouts, just video conferencing, online counseling using video conferencing tools. So that's kind of the things in this session that I'm going to focus on. So I do have a disclaimer to start. So the disclaimer is that I realize some people are super techie, and they are going to eat this up, and they may even say, well, you are way behind me. I've been doing this for years. In fact, here are some better notes, some better ways of doing that. That is entirely possible, and I know there are some super techie people who love leveraging tools in this way. I also realize there are people on the other end of the spectrum that are not super techie, and they are like, give me a pen, give me a piece of paper or a notepad and a Bible, and let me look people in the eyes, and all I need to do is ask good questions and have a hard copy of the Word of God, and I am good to go, pen and paper. I mean, I understand, and I think that there is great value to those formats as well. But if that's where you are, I want to encourage you not to tune out when we talk about digital tools and using technologies, because there are some techniques that oftentimes technology allows us to think about that translate or inspire us to use similar techniques in an analog format as well as in a digital format. And so they can feed off of each other in a helpful way, hopefully. So I know some people have preferences, and it's hard to change when you have a process that you like. I definitely have preferences. When I first tried using Skype counseling years ago, I did not like it. It was difficult. I didn't like it, even though I am quite techie. I love technology. I used to be an engineer. Once an engineer, well, always an engineer, I guess. But when I did the online counseling years ago, I couldn't see facial expressions really well, or just halo data or body language. And obviously, there's tech challenges, and I had to work a lot harder to communicate clearly, and so I didn't like it. And even though I'm very techie, I much rather prefer an analog Bible over a digital Bible. I mean, hands down, not even close. This wins so many times. Now, digital Bibles do have their place. I'm going to talk about them in a very positive way. But when you compare them, there is no comparison. And I am very techie. I just want to make that caveat my preference. But sometimes we need to do things outside of our preferences. And I just want to have a biblical thought process to how we think about using technology and counseling, because it oftentimes stretches us and it's outside of our preferences in many ways. So here's a biblical thought process, because at times we do have to do things that we are not comfortable with, things that we don't prefer, and we still want to be good stewards and serve people well. And there may be some things that help you if you have to use video conferencing to counsel others because of unforeseen circumstances. So one passage I think is important is 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. You might say, like, how does that connect to technology? Well, when I think about technology, I think about this verse. I think about what money provides and how the love of money is the problem rather than money. You know, I don't think people like to swim in currency, like the actual coins and bills, like Scrooge McDuck. I don't think people get the pleasure from just looking at all of the money, per se. Rather, we tend to like what the money provides, the convenience that money provides, the security that money provides, the entertainment value things we can do from an entertainment standpoint that money provides, maybe the notoriety of how people view you because you have money and resources. And in a similar way, we can't look to money to fix all of our problems and provide all of that. We also can't look to technology, because sometimes we look at technology to solve all the problems, to help us be secure and have entertainment and convenience. We just want things to work and make things easier, and we often think technology will do that. And just like money, technology is a tool that we can use, but it is not our savior that we can put our trust in. And so the love of technology, I think, is oftentimes in a similar category of the love of money, where it's going to meet all of my needs. I just want to caution you against that from the outset, that using technology in anything, even in counseling, will not fix all of our challenges. So it's a tool, just like money, we can use for God's glory. And I would encourage you also to not do something just because it's fun or interesting, but because you want to help folks be good stewards or understand something better, to be more clear, not just because it's interesting or it's going to fix all of your problems. But just like 1 Corinthians 10:31 states, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We want to recognize that we can glorify God in whatever we do, and that covers using technology in counseling. So don't just do it because you're techie, and don't just reject it because it's unfamiliar. Instead, ask, whatever I do, I want to do to the glory of God. And if I'm going to counsel and I cannot meet with people physically, I want to do it to the best of my abilities and in a growing way for His glory. And many of you probably already know this, but we need patience when it comes to technology. This upcoming verse may help some folks when you are in the dark days of technology not working and you feel like you're not able to accomplish anything because of the barrier of technology. Well, 1 Corinthians 15:58 can help you. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. I have found that I often get to model exactly what I am teaching or what I am counseling others to do when it comes to technology issues. I need to model gentleness, patience, steadfastness, and humble communication, even when there's technology challenges and I feel like we're not accomplishing anything because of some of the distractions or challenges. The other reality is there are a lot of things that if I have to keep doing it, I will get better at it. But if I have my choice, I would stop and not get better at it. And so often when we use technology, well, we have to use it, so we might as well get better at it. So let me begin with a few tools, and then we'll focus at the end on video conferencing. So the session roadmap is going to look like this. First, we're going to talk about some digital Bibles. I remember telling you how much I love analog Bibles. I call paper copies of stuff analog, whereas online versions or app versions or digital Bibles or different things of that nature, I refer to as digital. So digital Bibles and some digital spiritual growth tools. So that's the first step. Second step, we're going to talk about some digital tools to stay organized in your counseling. And so that's going to be spiritual growth tools and then some organizational tools. And then lastly, we're going to talk about some pros and cons of virtual counseling and some best practices. So first, digital Bibles and spiritual growth tools. I'm talking about apps, digital Bibles, online music streaming, blogs, things of that nature. So first, digital Bibles. Recently, I had the opportunity to help one of my counselees download the ESV Bible app on their phone. one of the reasons we did this, and they asked for my help. They didn't know I was teaching this lecture. They just asked me to help them get a digital Bible on their phone, and it was just very, very interesting of a dynamic action that was very helpful. One of the reasons is he said he wants to listen to the Bible, and I just thought that was fantastic.